think we have, we only need three, right?
Yes, Chair, we have quorum.
So we have quorum, so I'm gonna call the meeting to order. Chelsea, I believe that was a part for you.
Yes, Chair. Welcome to a virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for the purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after their name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call in committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. The staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours for roll call.
Chelsea, can you assist with roll call, please?
Yes, Chair. Corinda Rainey Moore?
Present.
Luke Sheevy?
Present.
Charles McDowell? Zach Madden? Melanie Ramey?
Here.
Excellent, Chair. And then you have your quick portion here.
Okay. In a virtual meeting like this, it is particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair would ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item, unless it is noted for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use the raise the hand function. Okay. Any public comments? I didn't receive any. Chelsea, I don't know if you did or not.
Chair, I do not see any public comment or registered speakers for this evening.
Okay, thank you. Any disclosures or recusals? Seeing none, I'm gonna move on to the approval of the minutes from June 6th.
So moved.
Can I have a second?
Seconded.
Any discussion? Seeing no hands raised, all in favor of approval of the June 6th minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Looks like the minutes are approved. New business, follow-up discussion from our June EOC meeting. If there's any follow-up or discussion regarding the Metro redesign, the Truth and Reconciliation Group, let's take the Metro redesign first, and then we'll go to the next item. Any follow-up?
I was not at the last one, so I have no follow-up on either of these.
Anyone else?
Nothing from my end.
Okay. And nothing from my end. Yet anyway. So anything, seeing that there is no further discussion for the Metro Transit thing, we will then have some follow-up discussion, if there's any, regarding the Truth and Reconciliation Working Group. Melanie?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was a little unclear as to how that's going to be selected. And I asked Alder Benford if, there was going to be some sort of form or something that people would fill out. And then he seemed to sort of indicate that maybe this group would be the ones that would do the selection or something. Do you have any different ideas or what? It just seemed, you know, he said he was going to send out the, like an announcement or invitation or something. And then people were supposed to say if they were interested in it or not. But, you know, it seemed like we might ought to have some sort of guidelines or something for how these people would be selected.
Well, I think we need to have some internal discussion with maybe a committee that actually talks about what that's going to look like and how that's going to pan out. Because if for one, like he did draft a letter, which I hope everyone had a chance to look at the letter.
Yeah.
But in terms of what that looks like and how we're going to have that be executed in the community, since the EOC has a hand in that and what that looks like, I think we ought to help design what that looks like. And maybe, as you mentioned, Melanie, talk about, you know, how many folks will be invited to participate and how folks will be chosen, some criteria for what we're basing that selection on. Because I'm just going to say, there have been some folks who have been reaching out to me with questions about what that means. Mm-hmm. Based upon what was on the agenda for the EOC. So that's where they saw it. Mm-hmm. And so they do have questions about it. There are some expressed interest in the committee and what that looks like, but how we're going to select those committee members really also is going to be important as well. Yeah. And then I don't think we should select them, but we should give them some sort of charge around what they're designed to do.
Well, I think we also ought to have some sort of criteria, you know, as to what kinds of people we're looking for, because, I mean, conceivably, because he also indicated, you know, he's going to send out to different groups, you know, like in NAACP and in different groups, well, you could have a huge lot of people, you know, interested. And so how do you choose then?
And who would be on that selection committee?
Yeah. That was he had indicated that maybe the executive committee would do it. But, you know, I don't know what the other options are, you know, as far as that goes. But I think we're to the point now, and he's done such yeoman's duty on this, that we're to the point where we need to start getting it firmed up.
I think so, too. I would agree with that. Any other comments or thoughts, questions?
So then in terms of next steps for this, do we want to just confirm that with Alder Benford at this point and then bring that to the next meeting as a discussion item?
I think we would need to do that. My question is, is that too long of a wait given that we already have this approval, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
To be able to request a meeting with Alder Benford and then to wait till the next meeting, would that be too much of a gap in between action items or steps? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. And then what would that look like if we did say, you know, we want to get rolling on this? It's out there in the public. So the public wants to know what's happening with that also. I'm sorry, I'm battling a cold. So the public is also wanting to know what's happening with that and what are the next steps. How do we get that going? Do we set up a meeting with Alder Benford prior, before the next meeting, so we would have a frame of what that looks like moving forward, or do we wait till the next meeting?
If you just remind me of his role on, like, part of the, so we've got the approval for the committee. He is certainly going to be part of the committee, right? Like that's why we're reaching out to him and wanting to confirm kind of his original vision. Assuming
he said
that
he would he said he would actually offer to staff it because the city doesn't have any, didn't put any money in, and there's not any city staff person. So he said he would actually offer to staff it, you know.
Yeah. I wonder if we as an executive committee would be just fine with that. I mean, if we feel like we're fine with that approach, we could just say this is how we're going to do it, and just confirm that he's comfortable with that, and then he could at least get started working on it, and then we could confirm that with the larger group that that's going to be our approach at the next meeting. That way we get a little bit of traction, but we aren't necessarily like waiting the whole time.
I like that idea, Luke.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Any other thoughts or questions?
In that case, then, Chelsea, maybe as a note for the next meeting, we can add this to the agenda for the next larger group meeting. And then one of us, Corinda, I would assume either you or myself, or however you want to do it, would just connect with the alder and let him know, like, hey, this is what we're thinking. So confirm.
Yeah. I'm fine either way. If you want to take that loop, then feel free.
I'm happy to shoot him an email right after this.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Anyone else? Okay. Seeing that there are no further hands, Melanie, anything on item number three, the WSJ editorial board?
No. In fact, I have sent Aricella a note about dates, you know, that she may have so we can go back for our visit with the new editor. So, but we haven't done it yet. So, and you know, Luke, I have not sent you the information. I have it, so I will send it to this evening when we finish the Scott Milford at the State Journal, the editor of the page, you know, for you to write the article about. And he sent me the information that you should have, you know, to do this column.
Perfect. Thank you. I was going to say I've been putting it off just because I've been in the throes of preparing to move. So I thought I was missing the mark there, but
No, I missed the mark. So don't worry about it. Everybody can miss the mark.
Yeah, I was going to say no rush.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Moving on to the next item on the agenda is the recruitment of new commissioners and filling of vacancies. Not sure, but Chelsea, do we have any updates from the Common Council?
I do not have any updates at this time, I'm sorry. And I know Lila's out all of this week, but I'm hoping for the July EOC meeting to have updates for you all.
Okay. Any questions for Chelsea regarding that?
This, the person that the mayor was going to appoint, her appointee, is that a thing that's for certain, or what's the status?
I think it still has to go through Common Council.
Oh, okay.
Approval. I believe they all have to go through Common Council.
Okay.
Is that correct, Chelsea?
Yes, it is, Chair.
Thank you. So I think that's what we're waiting on. The Common Council have to make their decision. They have to be presented to Common Council first, and then they have to make their decision. Then it comes back to us, I believe.
All right.
Okay. Chelsea, your hand is raised.
Do we have any forward progress, Melanie, on filling the vacancies on the exec committee or the impending vacancy on the appeals committee?
I was going to ask, no one reached out to me, but I thought I would ask Bernie Gallagher if he would like to be on the executive committee. If you all, you know, think that would he would be okay, because he has been coming to all the meetings, which is a move in the right direction. And he doesn't say much, but, you know, I think he's a person with ability and so forth. And so I've also reached out to Autumn, which I have to say is sort of discouraging because she never responds, about filling the vacancy on the appeals committee. And I frankly have said to her that if she agrees to do it, it's absolutely central that she do it, because we came so close the other day when we had the appeals committee. We had about 10 people there, so lawyers and law students and so forth and so on. And Sheree had difficulty getting on because she had a computer problem. So we almost didn't have the quorum that day because Nugent didn't come on either. But finally, Sheree was able to get another computer and to get on. But, you know, it would have been very embarrassing if we hadn't had the quorum that day. So I just said to Autumn, you know, would she be, you know, consider taking that position? And if she did, would she commit to being sure she would always be present? So I haven't heard back from her. Maybe she may annoyed or something, I don't know, but she just doesn't respond very promptly.
Right. Chelsea's hand is raised.
I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner. The one commissioner that we're waiting on approval for, Stephen Wheeler, had expressed interest in being on the appeals committee. I know that Stephen would be new to the commission, but Stephen is certainly not new to the legal process, being an attorney in the disability field. So something to give thought to, Melanie. I don't know when Stephen would come around, but we don't currently have any cases before the appeals committee. So potentially the timing could line up.
No, that would be great if somebody, someone like that, because they could easily do it, you know, that's for sure. So anyways, what do you think about Mr. Gallagher? Do you think it would be a good idea to ask him to be on the executive committee?
I think it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I would agree. I've been impressed in my interactions with him. He took me up on the meeting to learn a little bit more about the council. So I thought that it was good to see that level of engagement from
him. That level of interest. Yeah. Okay. So I'll just go ahead and ask him to do it. We're still minus a person, you know, but we also are minus people to ask right now. So let's just, well, you know, if we have one of the slots filled, and then when does Charles actually have to leave the commission?
I think the plan is after our retreat, because we asked him to come to the retreat.
Okay. So I've got a month or two. Yeah. But I'll go ahead and ask Gallagher.
Chelsea?
Actually, both Luke and Chuck are done after the July EOC meeting. I want to say, like, between the 15th and the 20th of July is when their additional 90 days is up. They've been asked to come to the retreat because of all of the service that they've provided to the commission, the wisdom they bring. But they're more than willing or welcome to attend, but they can no longer be a voting
part of the vote or
help for quorum after the July meeting.
Okay, good. And Luke, is that the same for you? Is that going to be the end of your?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So another month.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on the vacancies?
What happens if Byron or somebody communicates with the mayor's office and say hurry up or something? Do they respond?
I think we have done that in the past. And if we know the names that are sitting and waiting, we have asked the city to remind them that those applications are waiting for their approval.
Yeah,
so in the past, we have asked them to rush and get some done, and remind them that there are applications in the queue to be reviewed and to decisions being made. And I do think it has helped in the past, but Chelsea, your hand is raised.
I already put that rush request into Lila DaCosta, so she is aware of that looming July deadline. So the goal is to have the two applicants appointed by that point, and possibly that third one that public health is trying to seal.
Okay, good.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, our EOC retreat. And what I really would like us to hone out, we have talked about some items that we wanted on the retreat. Are there any, like, I think, Chelsea, if you can correct me, or Luke, if you can correct me, I know we wanted to talk about, we wanted to do an overview of the EOC for those who are just starting out, and just to kind of orient them to our goal and responsibilities, as well as orient them to the EOC. So that was going to be one portion of the work. And then we wanted to also develop our strategic plan for the year, recognizing that we do have to have a plan by the end of this year for next year that we will be working on, and we have to submit that plan to the mayor's office. And so are there anything additional that we would like to see coming out of this retreat? Chelsea?
The one other thing that we're planning for that's slightly different from about the learning about the EOC is also learning about the process where cases go through with hearing examiner Blackwell and Adriana, so that once the cases do get to the appeals committee, that there's a better understanding of how long it takes to get there, what that all entails, and hopefully spark some interest in the appeals committee too.
Yep. And of course, this would be, we voted to have it be in person with food as well. And so I think to me, that is going to be quite a bit for that evening. But if there are other things that folks think we may be missing, let's talk about that here. Chelsea?
Chair, last year we did have Attorney Haas come and present on Robert's Rules of Order, and there was some training about what the EOC is. Do you think that it would be helpful to have some pre-work for the retreat where folks could watch that recording?
Can we send them that in advance?
Yes, and then you can have a short refresher, but that should cut off some time if you make that pre-work.
Right. I like the idea of sending it to them to look at in advance, and then if bringing any questions they may have to the meeting, but then having perhaps a brief discussion about that. But then if folks can bring their questions ahead of time, that would also be great. And I don't know, Chelsea, is it, would it be appropriate to bring, you know, I know you've been doing snippets of videos for different trainings that you've been offering different organizations around certain things. Would it be possible to have, like, send folks examples of that in advance too?
Chair,
maybe
are
one
you
or
thinking,
two, not, I'm not, maybe not all of them, but maybe like one or two of those.
Are you thinking the brief, hey, did you know videos, or are you thinking more the actual trainings that we offer?
I'm thinking the, hey, did you know?
Yes, I can send a link to anyone who wants to check out those videos in their entirety, but also a couple of brief ones that would be helpful for the commission.
I think that would be great, because as we orient folks, because a part of that is not just what we hear from other people, but what we in the community as ambassadors, or I'm calling us ambassadors of the EOC Council, and we also see, for example, if we're out and about at a restaurant and we see some discrimination, we have a role as being on a council and reporting that out or raising awareness about it being a problem. So I think some of those videos would be a great tool for folks to know in advance. And then as we talk about it in the retreat, then they would have examples that they can pull from. Melanie?
Yeah, I was just going to comment sort of in the same vein that we also talked about having everybody being able to have the forms, people use to file a complaint, and then the one that we can use just as citizens if we, you know, see something that needs to be addressed and all, so that we would all have our own copy so we can really see what they look like.
Absolutely. Anything else around that? Any other comments? Any other thing that folks think we should have at the retreat?
Did you find a place to have it?
Chelsea?
I am currently exploring the Goodman Community Center, but I am open to suggestions that other folks have. As Bider and I were talking, I don't have a lot of experience with downtown. I was really excited when I took my job to start working downtown, and then the pandemic happened. So right. I'm still not familiar with downtown. And I'm not sure what's open, what allows folks to come in kind of after hours. So if you all have suggestions, I would love to hear them as well, but exploring Goodman Community Center right now.
Sometimes we've used a room, you know, in the city county building there. And then once we use the conference room over in the Hovde building, we could still ask about that too. You know, there's several lawyers over there. I know that we could probably get to use that. It's the first floor of the Hovde building there, so it's easy to get in and out of. But, we can think about some other, I can ask about the Hovde building tomorrow probably and see if we could use that room. Yeah.
I don't know what folks think about the Urban League, but that could be a possibility on the south side.
That's a great idea, Chair.
There's parking there. I can inquire if you want.
Okay, Byron was concerned about having it downtown because of parking, that we want to make it more accessible and not as expensive for folks. The Urban League would be great. So Melanie, would you mind checking on yours? Corinda, you check on yours, and then I will work on the Goodman Center.
Okay, we'll,
what's the date again?
It is for September 8th.
Okay, I will check.
And we do want to have audiovisual AV equipment in the room, so a projector, a screen, and ideally speakers.
They do have that at the Urban League.
Yeah,
and they're, I if think we Goodman were able Center to get them, their meeting room downstairs.
I think, yeah, Goodman Center has it too. Yeah, the only thing I think do. About Goodman Center is that later in the day, you know, it's almost like bursting at the seams over there. There's so many activities that go on and all. So, but well, we can check around and see what's available. It's not already taken.
Okay, I will check tomorrow. Anything else? The Reverend Wright Award. I did think I saw it did go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it. I saw it. Yeah. And I think I shared it.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea, have we been getting anything in? I see your hand, Chelsea. Go ahead.
Chair, we have not received a response for that. However, the city's had some major malfunctions with their email today. But again, nothing has come through. We do have some carryover candidates from the nominations last year that we can pull from. But I believe we are looking at an accelerated timeline with this, trying to give the award out in September, I believe.
Because we had a lot of nominations last year, didn't we?
We did.
As I recall, yeah. There's quite a number, yeah. Good ones.
Well, if folks can still push out the information regarding that, that would still be great. When did we say the deadline was on that, Chelsea?
Bear with me, Chair. I am trying to pull up the email information that I sent out.
Because I know I had it on my page.
Okay. It is attempting to load this email. Bear with me. Nominations are due by July 22nd, and planning to give out the award the second city council or common council meeting in September. So a very accelerated timeline. So I will have the nominees to you all for voting on in August.
Okay.
That's what the plan is, if that works for you all and you're in favor.
That will work for me. Anybody else, is that anyone has concerns regarding the August date?
No.
Okay. So if everyone could continue to push it out, that would be good. Okay. Housing issues in Madison, what can EOC do? I think that's just a continuation. But any updates regarding folks having to be out of the homeless shelter?
I don't have an update on that, but Chelsea, I did see your message and I have not made connection with Sheboygan, but I'm going to send another email tonight.
Thank you. Chair, as far as the homeless shelter, the hotel, there was an email communication that was sent out. I believe Byron shared it with you all from Lynette Rhodes, that program is ending the 30th of this month. They are in talks with Dane County to try to create another opportunity that would extend to, I believe, till September, but kind of kicking the can down the road, as she stated. Lynette has been invited to the July meeting to talk about these things, to give an update on Dairy Drive. And then a couple of folks from her office are also giving a presentation, or they've been asked to, information that they shared with the Voices of Faith group about some of the funding opportunities for folks trying to buy homes that I had no idea even existed.
Right.
So that would be helpful for you all to learn and to be able to share with the folks you're working with as well. But I don't have any updates other than that, unfortunately.
Okay. So that would be a nice update if we can get an update on that that training, Chelsea, because I had no idea either.
Perfect. I've got it on the agenda for July.
Thank you. Any other housing stuff? Any future topics?
What was it that Arcella brought up the other night? Do you remember at the end I've forgotten what it was she was talking about. Do you remember, Chelsea? Arcella was talking about something.
I believe what she was referencing was the Hotels for Homeless program that ends in September. And I think there was confusion around the shelter that the city was purchasing and kind of mixing that up and combining those two programs. I have no idea what's going on with the shelter. I didn't get any updates on that. But the city was never in talks to purchase this hotel. A different group purchased it. And that's why that the program was already set to end June 30th. The group that bought it honored that contract, but that is something that ended. And that's what Araceli was talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Any other future topics? Okay, our agenda for July 14th. Shelty, what do you have so far?
Chair, I have further discussion from the Truth and Reconciliation Working Group, so agenda item number 2. Agenda item, I put that in the wrong spot, I apologize. Melanie, I don't think you had anything further for WSJ.
No.
I wrote over whatever notes I put in my Word document. I do not have anything additional for item 4, nothing for 5.
Will we have any, when does the council meet and will we have an answer to those folks that will be presented to them in July?
That's a great question, Chair. I will leave 4 on the agenda for the full commission meeting, and I'm hoping we will be celebrating and announcing 2, maybe 3 new appointments.
Also, okay. put a couple of 3 bios on there too for us to have.
Perfect.
And then the vacancies for like the appeals committee will.
Yeah.
Can you add that too?
Yeah, I'll talk to it.
And then the last thing is from item number 7, having Lynette and her team give an update.
And then do we want to remind folks about the retreat and what the expectations, what we're planning to talk about in the retreat, just so folks know where we are with the retreat and what they can expect.
Yeah, Corinda, you could just give an update kind of.
Right, but it would need to be on the agenda though, right?
Yeah.
I will add that, Chair.
Thank you. And then let's say anything would need to be, the deadline for the right application will be that week too, right?
I believe that the nominations are due the Friday after the 22nd.
Okay. So we will, can we just keep that on the agenda just in case we haven't gotten any to do a final push?
Perfect. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. And then anything else? No. All right. If there are nothing else, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded.
Anyone opposed? All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.